This is Astro Insight for the 2017 Taurus Full Moon by Kathy Beal of EmpowermentUnlimited.net. The Taurus Full Moon takes place on November 3rd or 4th, 2017 at 11 degrees Taurus, 58 minutes, 11 degrees Scorpio, 58 minutes, at 10:22 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time, 1:22 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, 5:22 a.m. Greenwich Mean Time. Material abundance and sustenance come into scrutiny under the Taurus full moon. It orients us to the here and now, and specifically to what is next to us, within reach or on deposit. How much do we have? Is it concrete and reliable? Can we touch it, feel it, taste it, use it, spend it? Do we value or enjoy it? Is it satisfying? Nourishing. Does it make us feel safe and secure? Reassuring words won't suffice. Hugs, follow through, snacks, and maybe a wad of cash, on the other hand, just might. And if we don't care for what's on offer, we could very well send it out the door. As this moon has us running everything through the filter of physicality, yours, mine, and ours is likely to be a common theme. Emphasis on mine. That song off in the distance, it's George Harrison's I Me Mine. Who cares about you? Do we have what we need? Do we have enough? Can we get more from you, maybe? Yet as much as our inner toddlers may be inclined to grab for all the toys, the skies won't let our adult selves erase other people out of the equation. Sharing may not be what we want, but the issue is coming up now, all the same. That's firmly a part of this moon and the Taurus-Scorpio axis, which runs from personal cash, skills, resources, and valuables on the one end, to all of those goodies as shared or invested with others. The other side of the spectrum is getting a boost from Jupiter moving into conjunction with the Scorpio Sun. In the broadest sense, the building conjunction is heightening awareness of that end, particularly in terms of where and what you have invested and of whether the return has value to you. Some of that analysis is less than rational, exposing fears and secrets, but that's also escalating spidey senses into unshakable and strangely accurate territory. Jupiter's role is also heightening desires for deep and meaningful sharing and causing us to look at where we feel that and where we don't. Shortfalls are likely to meet the scythe, or maybe a plastic surgeon's scalpel. Either is within our grasp, with Pluto, Lord of Death and Rebirth, making a trine to the moon and sextile to the sun, in the sign, it should be noted, of that ancient lord's rulership. Like Jupiter, Pluto is encouraging a quest for the deep and potent. Returns on investments, desires, connections, as well as stirring deep and scary undercurrents. He's also providing solutions for situations that aren't meeting our substantive material needs. Cut them out. Pull the plug. Carve them back. Reshape and restructure them. These evolutionary moments don't have to be painful or cruel. As a Scorpio moon once said to me, it's kinder to perform surgery with a scalpel than a butter knife. They may be the most loving, inspired, grace-filled response. With transcendent, miracle-making Neptune in exact aspect to the full moon, an opportunity sextile to the moon, and an easy-flowing trine to the sun. As this moon wraps our hearts around the most physical of circumstances, watch for the notion of love to slip in. Love of self, and perhaps of another. The urge to merge meaningfully and on new terms will grow as the Taurus moon's ruler Venus leaves her Libra home and gets into the Scorpio game on the 7th. As she spurs us to pursue our deepest desires, we are hardly likely to compromise ourselves this time. Pursuing our individual paths in our unique ways and with moral compass intact is inevitable as Saturn and Uranus approach their last of three self-actualizing trines, exact on November 11th. Only then may your heart and soul realize the legacy of this Taurus full moon and the surrounding astrological activity. Our greatest treasure is within, and sharing that will become increasingly sacred and selective. If you'd like to know what this means for you, book a session with me at my site, empowermentunlimited.net, where you can also sign up for my weekly newsletter and not miss a single installment of my Astro Insight. I am Kathy Beal, a professional astrologer with more than 30 years' experience. You'll find me on Facebook at Empowerment Unlimited and on YouTube at the Professional Aquarian Channel.